This is a dictation from Mr. Kenneth Graham, K-E-N-E-T-H-G-R-A-H-A-M. Kenneth Graham, date of service is 7-19-2022, date of birth 4-15-74, date of accident 2-7-2022. Mr. Kenneth Graham is following up today. He has been a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 2-7-2022, where he was a resident driver and was rear-ended at a high speed, and then he hit a wall on the right side, leading to bouncing back to the freeway and multiple other events, leading to total loss of his car, as well as he started severe headaches along with forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, loss of memory, and nightmares, and the presence of pain in the neck, right shoulder, lower back, and chest mainly, along with radiation to the right arm and right leg. Now, patient has continued with physical therapy, chiropractic, and acupunctures, and he has also obtained 3 epidural injections so far in the lumbar and 1 sacroiliac joint injection. The patient reports that there is a 30% relief from all these treatments. However, the pain has continued between 9 and 10, focusing on the neck, which is 8 to 9, both shoulders are 8 to 9 with range of motion of 100 to 110 degrees. Lower back pain is 10 with radiation to both legs, front and back. The patient also has pain in both the wrist, and ADLs are affected 10, which include general activity, mood, work, while walking ability is affected 9, so is sleep and enjoyment of life. The relationship with other people is affected 8. System review. The patient has severe headaches, which are listed 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and quite often 1 to 2 times per day, affected by light, and associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, as well as difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, and moderate confusion and disorientation. The patient also has lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, and loss of memory and chronic fatigue. The patient denies any seizure or blackout. However, in the pain and numbness, patient has a severe pain in the both ankle and feet, both knee, both hips, as well as both elbows, and neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, and both shoulders, and lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, and stiffness in the both shoulders, neck, and lower back. Patient reports limited range of motion of both the shoulders at 100 to 110 degrees. And moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, and no blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is narco, substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination evolves as follows. Blood pressure 159 over 119, pulse is 100, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 6-21-2022, dictation number 0624-069. Along with diagnosis. The plan of care continues to provide LESI, TESI, CESI injection along with sacroiliac injection. It's provided with the medication which involves the following medications. Patient is provided with Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril. Tizanidine 4 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation. Patients provided with Lyrica 50 milligrams daily and maybe twice a day for neuropathy and other headaches. Lunesta 1 milligram for sleep. Acipex 20 milligrams for stomach protection. Votrin gel and lidocaine patch are provided for topical pain relief. In addition, patients provided with the Narco 7.5, 325 once a day, PRN for 15 days for severe pain relief. Patient is referred to psychiatrist Dr. Park for anxiety and panic and depression. He has been referred to neuropsych for a neuropsych evaluation and treatment for his TBI. He has been referred to spine specialist of Michigan for Dr. Redden for considering either surgery or even a spinal cord stimulation device. He is referred to ophthalmology for consulting for his vision changes that he is experiencing. Other than that, patient is also ordered a CT scan of the sacrum and coccyx because it was a possibility of a damage to his coccyx, maybe a possibility of fracture. The patient has been investigated for TBI, which was found to be positive, and so the patient is continuing all the treatment. His physical therapy continues as before at 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise. Patient will continue work disability, housework, and transportation. So far, so good. The patient is stable, and he'll be seen in 30 days' time for the visit. Thank you.